Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Speaking on NBC's Today, rescuer and cave diver Ben Raymonds, who is on the team assisting a cave rescue, says that dozens of boys and their sucker coach getting them out from a cave in northern Thailand will be a challenge.
They can't swim, so they definitely can't dive. They're looking at different options. The easiest would be that they keep pumping the water out of the cave. They need another 3 or 4 feet so they can literally float them out with life jackets.
Interior Minister Anupong Paujinda said that the boys may need to swim out using the diving equipment because of bad weather forecasts later in the week. President Donald Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn his administration's plan to dismantle its nuclear weapons and missiles in a year is risky. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing, and weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." Experts say there's no proof Kim plans to take concrete steps toward giving up his weapons. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Malaysian anti-corruption agents arrested former Prime Minister Najib Razak Tuesday following a probe into how money went missing from a state fund he founded almost a decade ago. Reuters' Ed Giles.
Malaysia's 1MDB task force confirmed Najib's arrest on Tuesday afternoon. Sources close to the family said authorities picked him up at home after serving a remand order. The Malaysian task force said Najib would be charged in court on Wednesday morning.
That was Reuters' reporter Ed Giles. This is VOA News. China has issued a warning for its citizens traveling to the United States. AP correspondent Matt Small has that story.
China is warning its citizens traveling to the United States as tensions rise between the two nations over accusations of unfair trading practices and other disputes. The warning, which has been posted on the website of the Chinese embassy in Washington, touches on issues from the high cost of medical treatment in the U.S. to the importance of guarding against crime and terrorist attacks and the powers wielded by immigration and customs enforcement agents. This comes as U.S. tariffs meant to punish China for allegedly unfair trading practices are due to take effect Friday. Matt Small, Washington.
The head of a U.S. congressional delegation visiting Russia said Tuesday he hopes for a new day in repairing relations between Russia and the U.S.
We recognize that the world's better off, I believe, if Russia and the U.S. have fewer tensions.
Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, was meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow 2 weeks before the country's presidents are set to meet in Helsinki. British police arrested an unidentified female healthcare worker on suspicion of murdering 8 babies and trying to kill 6 others at a hospital neonatal unit. AP correspondent Zaria Shekely reports.
Detectives began investigating the deaths of the babies at the hospital in Chester more than a year ago. The hospital had reported a higher-than-expected mortality rate on the unit that cares for premature babies and infants needing special care. The investigation initially focused on the deaths of 8 babies. However, the force is now investigating the deaths of 17 babies. Zaria Shakili, London.
Another Philippine mayor was shot and killed Tuesday by an unidentified man in a road attack a day after a city mayor was gunned down in a brazen back-to-back killings that prompted an opposition senator to call the country the murder capital of Asia. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Mayor Ferdinand Bote of northern General Tenio town was leaving a government compound when a man riding a motorcycle shot him repeatedly with a pistol. Police say the gunman escaped. On Monday, Mayor Antonio Halili was shot in the heart and killed while singing the national anthem with hundreds of employees in a flag-raising ceremony in his city of Tinauan. Opposition Senator Antonio Triones IV blamed the killings on a culture of violence under President Rodrigo Duterte. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
NATO's European allies are pushing back against U.S. criticism that they are not spending enough on defense as President Donald Trump ratchets up pressure ahead of a summit next week. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.